And now on Overnights, entertainment with Simon Foster. So come on, let me
entertain you. Here he is, the great man himself, Simon Foster, the host of the entertainment podcast Screen Watching. Simon, good morning to you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you to say. Good morning, Mr. McLown. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you. Another day, another Monday, and a couple of ideas of what to see at the cinema, including The Conference.
This is the getting together of all the those who instigated the Holocaust, who put in plan the final solution for the Jewish race, as they called it. It was all put to this group of individuals for what was called a meeting with breakfast, and it came to be known as the WANSI conference, where they gathered all this information and decided to set in motion this horrible genocide. It's an extraordinarily powerful film. It's made by German filmmakers and German actors, and just hearing some of these words come out of their mouths is just horrific. But it is a story that needs to be told, and on the 80th anniversary of the event, this film does a very powerful job of telling that story. And it's called The Conference. It's in limited release, a subtitled film, but certainly for any war history buffs or for those that need to be reminded, and who would, but for those who want to be reminded of the horrors of that period, this is certainly a must-watch show.
Yeah, very dark chapter in history. Okay. Now, yeah. Something a little different, although, well, I suppose this is also a dark moment in history, and this is The Princess, and in part it tells the story of the death of Diana, but I guess the pertinent question, though, here really, Simon, is do we need another program about the late Princess Diana?
You know, I came to this film with exactly the same questions. And when I found out that this was a film that was all about the her life story, but told in a way that her life was captured using the cameras, using the paparazzi footage, using the closed circuit TV that she was tracked with her whole life. It made for a very personal way of telling this story. And I think we bring, as people of our age, we bring a lot of baggage with us to a story of Diana, to a new generation of people who maybe only know her as this sort of separate, iconic kind of figure without a real sort of grasp of who she was or what she meant in her life. This is a terrific documentary which paints a picture of not only her and the amazing work she did, but also what a target she became for the paparazzi, for the newspapers, for the royal family when she became far more popular than any of them, and what a division in the country her treatment was when it all became clear that the royal family had abandoned her in some very trying times. So I think this is a necessary documentary, and I think it tells a story that we also need to be reminded of. So, yeah, a couple of pretty powerful films to lead us off this week.
Okay, now there's another one that's certainly getting a lot of publicity. They're spending up pretty big, I think, on the advertising. That is simply called Nope. And it's the ad where they'll go, nope,
yeah. And that's part of the joy of this film. It uses this quite a silly title to tell a really sort of compelling story. We're revisiting UFO mythology here. It tells the story of a brother and sister who live out on a fairly remote ranch in the Californian hills, who start to figure out that they may be being visited, that the region may be sort of ruled by something that's living in the clouds. And these clouds don't ever move when it's a windy day. So they started to figure that something's wrong. And then they start to get visitations in the night. So it's playing into that whole alien abduction mythology, that UFO lore that I'm a huge fan of. But it does so in a very clever way. It's directed by Jordan Peele, who did Get Out and who did Us. And he's one of the most interesting filmmakers in Hollywood at the moment. So he can take these sort of B-movie kind of storylines and turn them into really smart, really engaging, really well-made films. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Nope. I think it's one of the better Hollywood films to come along in a long time.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, maybe all the advertising is worth the hype. So a couple of pretty intense movies there, but a bit of fun with Nope as well. I'll chat to you same time next week, Simon.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thanks, Michael.
Look forward to it. There we go. Simon Foster, the host of the entertainment podcast Screen Watching.